Welcome back to the program. 6:39. All right, so let me ask you this. Are there people in your sphere of influence, family or friends, that are, you know, maybe a little older, your parents, grandparents, mother-in-law specifically, that are dealing with technology and they're not, yeah, I mean, they're doing okay, but there's some real intricate and specific things dealing with technology that you really need to master in order to be safe. Passwords are one. You got anybody in your sphere of influence that...
I don't even deal with passwords that well. We have too many of them.
Okay.
We don't need passwords for a lot of stuff that we have around here, and they're just annoying.
I like your attitude. Please leave all of your computer programs open so that I can make wise...
I'm not talking about stuff involving money or credit cards. I'm talking about stuff that
now,
really...
I want you to leave your... Facebook open. Let me go ahead and see if I can hack into your Facebook.
Not that dumb.
Because I will have so much fun with
your
Facebook.
I'm sure you will, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I finally decided to come out. Anyway, so the reason I say this is my mother-in-law, lightning struck and blew out her wireless router. And it's difficult to troubleshoot that anyway.
I bet you there are a lot of mother-in-laws that wouldn't have a clue what a wireless router is.
Right. Well, I'm sure there aren't, you know. But we've tried to help my mom get all set up with various technology, the wireless router, you know, all this other stuff. So the lightning struck and blew out the router, so we had to go get her a new one, which I was amazed at how much they've come down since the last time I bought one. But anyway, got her a wireless router, and I'm getting it all hooked up, and I needed to hack into her. I need to get into her computer system, get it all fired and running, and excuse me. She was busy taking care of stuff, and I didn't want to get up and try and find her. I go, Mom, can you come over here and type in your password so I can get it? So I just started running through the names of her grandkids. Boom, I'm in. And so I went ahead and finished up, and I addressed it. I said, listen, Mom, there's something we need to talk about. I said, because you're using a wireless router, some of the information that you've got could be accessible. You know, we need to put a password on the router. We need to put a password on. And I said, and we're going to have to change it from, you know, this name.
Why?
I said, because it's easy. Well, what do you mean? I said, I didn't even know it, and I just, boom, I hacked into it. I said, anybody could figure it out.
If they knew the names of your grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I bring this up is Google has come out with a study, and there are 10 categories of the worst passwords that are out there.
So 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes, that's one of them. Wait, no, that's my PIN number for my Bosco.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it's interesting how it coincided. There are a lot of us that are dealing with people that need help with their passwords. They don't really understand. So here you go. Here are some, according to Google, the worst categories and the worst passwords ever. Number 10, the word password.
Mm.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, nobody will ever think of that. Yes, that's one of the first things they do. Your significant other's name. So you don't want to use that. You don't want to use something related to your favorite sports team. How many people in this area have got...
something to do with the Packers.
Rodgers, Packers,
yeah.
You know, something on there. Lambeau, you know, something
sure.
Like that. You know, Tundra. They don't want... they say you should not have your favorite holiday listed as a password. You shouldn't have another family member's name listed as a password or your child's name.
Does it really matter at this point? Don't the high-end hackers have this software that can go through passwords like, you know,
actually,
like hundreds and hundreds very quickly to
well, so there's
down?
There's a password that I have on some of the old stuff that it's like it's letters, numbers, and symbols.
Well, that's what they always tell you, and do it some capital, some not. Who does that, though?
Well, if it's something you want kept secure, you will. You know? And here's what...
And then write it down and put it under the it under the mouse pad underneath your computer.
And that's the other thing. They were saying, okay, let me run through this, because they come up with that, too. They say, don't use a family member's birthday, don't use important dates like your wedding anniversary, and don't use the name of your pets as your passwords. They also said that in an office environment, they found that a lot of people will go through and change their password every 30 days. And then they write it on a sticky note and put it on the edge of their monitor.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you realize, of course, you are defeating the purpose of having a secure password on your computer system. I have I go through and I change my passwords on a regular basis. But here is I change it, and I'm very meticulous about changing it to something that has absolutely no connection to me whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? It's just a random thought that I will have, and then I will develop a password from that random thought.
So, like, one of your passwords might be, I love Obama.
Well, you know, nobody would ever hack into any system I had.
I would imagine.
It's like, Obama's the dreamiest, 1217, you know, or something like, yeah. Asterisk, ampersand, boom. Yeah, no, that would, I would be completely hacker-free.
Uh-huh.
But there was something I was reading about in internet security, that if you have the password, now this is where it gets ridiculous. If the password is like 15 characters long, is a combination of letters, it's alphanumeric, letters, numbers, and then symbols, and you do it in a random pattern, it is, even with the best hacking software, it would take something like a year to be able to go through that. That is a pretty top-notch, secure system. Here's the problem. Then you have a password that is sophisticated.
You have to write it down or you won't remember.
You're gonna completely forget it.
Yeah.
You're gonna completely forget it, and then what do you do? All right, so there you go. We have done everything we can to help your computing and your experience be as beneficial as it possibly could be. Now, when we come back, we're gonna be talking about some other things, but when we come back in the next break or the next segment, I'm going to give you a chance to help raise money for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. We play a trivia game called Honor Flight Trivia. All right? Today's subject is all about baseball history.
Well, we need folks to step up their game a little bit. There wasn't a whole lot of money raised last week from our trivia.
Well, we're up to $32.
Yeah, one guy got the $20 question last week.
So. Nice. Yeah. So if you get all three, not only do you raise money for the Honor Flight, but you get something really nice, too.
Mm.
Okay? So this is going to be Honor Flight trivia, but I wanted to give you a heads up. It's about baseball trivia. No, I'm not going to ask you some obscure, odd, weird question about baseball trivia. It's something that, you know, if you follow baseball, you'll be able to answer, and gives you an opportunity to raise money for a great group of people. WSAU, Wisconsin, Morning News. Oh, yeah, coming right back.
Are you ready for preseason football?
Yeah!
Ready to see your favorite players play three downs?
Yeah!
You'll even see your favorite quarterback talk to the coaches on the sideline.
Yeah!
And if you're really lucky, they won't even show up. That way you know they won't get hurt. Preseason football. Four meaningless games. But hey, they get better ratings than any baseball game.
Pre-season! Yeah!
Season.
Yeah!